typhoid. I didn't know about that.
Eagle Rock.
Oh, Eagle Rock. Okay. We moved into Eagle Rock. I'm going to say 44. Now, you might be interested in knowing why we left Sioux City, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
That winter, 43-44, was bitterly cold, bitterly. And John L. Lewis called a coal strike nationwide,
mm-hmm.
which meant that coal, price of coal was skyrocketing. Well, it was scarce, very scarce. So naturally, it's the laws of supply and demand, and the demand was overwhelming for a scarce product. So the price of coal went through the roof, which hurt an awful lot of people because they couldn't heat their houses. A lot of people died that winter because of just the cold. So I remember that it's early in January, shortly after the first year, we went to a movie on Saturday, and they showed Movie Tone News.
Sure.
And one of the things they were showing was these beautiful blondes romping on the beach of Southern California. We came out of the theater, and here's snow piled up, 3 feet high on the sidewalk.
Sioux City, Iowa.
Sioux City, Iowa. And what he said to me was, that settles it. We're moving to California. So went home. He sold his business. He was in the radio repair business by then.
Right.
He sold it and most of his stock. Bought a truck. We piled everything we could on the truck. Sold the big stuff like the couch and the beds and things like that. Piled everything else on this truck and headed south.
So that would have been Roy and Edith, you, still Jan, and Colleen.
And that would have been February, maybe March of 44.
Right. So and you were not quite 10 years old.
Yeah. And I remember him saying, we're going south until there's no more snow on the ground, and then we're heading west. And that's exactly what he did. We headed south. We got to Oklahoma. There was no snow on the ground, so we turned the car right, and we headed west and wound up in... The first city we wound up in was Glendale because Edith had a relative who lived there, and we moved in with her for just a few days. Well, he found us a place to live, which he did in Eagle Rock. Now, Eagle Rock, pretty small city then. I don't know what it is today. Was between Glendale and Pasadena.
Still is.
Still is. And it was on Colorado Boulevard, was the main, sure. The main street through.
Sure.
And we settled into a big old home, rented. A big old house. I mean, really big. Settled into the top floor of that. There was the family owned the building. The house were on the bottom floor. But there was an upper floor exit because it was on a hillside. So the upper floor would exit this way. The bottom floor would exit that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty much sealed off from the owners. And I remember they were kind of weird. But so we stayed there. Well, and then 45, World War II ended.
Right.
So that would have been Christmas of 45. When Bo came back from overseas, discovered nobody in the Midwest. Pat and Jean had moved to Washington when the war ended, and then they moved down into the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, Pat, and Jean, all three of them. Okay. Bo made four, Jan and Colleen made six, and I made seven.
Right.
Okay. So the three of us kids moved in with Edith and the old man. And we weren't there very long when both Colleen and Jan made a plea to go up and live with the girls in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right.
Well, it was 2 mouths he didn't have to feed. So he let him go.
So then it was just...
Just me. Just me.
Just you and your mom just and your dad. Me. Yeah.
And I got a job. I was 11 years old, 1945. Mm-hmm. I got a job.
Yeah? What'd you do?
Selling Watkins products door to door.
Watkins makes...
spices, soaps. Yes, you can still buy them. All sorts of household...
brushes. Do I recall brushes? I'm trying to remember the
brushes,
Watkins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of kitchen utensils.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I say, the spices and things like that were...
Do you remember how that started? I mean, did you see an ad in the back of a magazine?
Nope.
Did you know a friend
nope.
who was already
I'll
doing it?
I'll tell you exactly how it started. The guy on the street hired me to sell Look magazine.
Sure.
For 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never sold anything before in my life. So I went from...
Really? At 11 years old, you'd never sold anything in your life?
I know. Went from door to door, and I didn't have a lot of luck. So I thought, because I didn't know what to say. Would you like to buy a Look magazine? No. So I decided, wait a minute, this is not working. So I sat down on the curb, and I read the magazine pretty much cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
So if a man would answer the door, I would talk to him about the sports that were in there, or the story on new cars,
mm-hmm.
or both. If a woman came to the door, I'd tell her about the new clothing styles that were featured back in this other section. In other words, I tailored my pitch to my audience, which is the oldest trick in the world for salesmen.
But you figured it out on your own
I
in the sixth grade.
I figured it out on my own
right.
at age 11, and I suddenly started selling copies of the magazine.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who dumped them on me in the first place was very pleased on it, so I kept doing that for a couple of weeks. Then one day I went into the new Watkins store. It had just opened, I mean, not even a week earlier. And I made the sports pitch to this guy. And then I realized, you know, he's probably not interested in sports. So there was an article on business. So I pitched that. And he listened to me. And he said, kid, if you can do that, now you've almost convinced me. I'm not going to buy your magazine, but I'd like to hire you. And he did. And he gave me a territory.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilly, and I had to walk because I didn't have a bike.
And this was in the town of Eagle Rock?
Yes. And I would go door to door. He taught me